As they rounded the curve, the Wright cousins spied the massive blue-gray walls of the old stone fort jutting out into Treasure Lake. "Welcome to Fort Courage," announced a forest green sign with gold lettering. The red, white, and blue of an American flag flowed gracefully in the breeze above the walls. The sun was just going down. A thunderstorm was brewing to the east. "We're here," said Jonathan Wright as he parked the family car in the parking lot near the fort.
"Finally," said Tim. "I thought we'd never make it."
The five Wright cousins, Jonathan, Kimberly, Tim, Lindy, and Robert, got out and stretched for a minute, retrieved their duffel bags, and walked across the wood-planked bridge to the main entry gate of the fort. Jonathan was 17 and the natural leader of the group. Kimberly was medic and mother hen to her goof-off younger brother Tim. 14-year-old Tim liked to have fun. Their cousins Robert and Lindy were 16-year-old twins. Robert was kind of a mad scientist, and Lindy had a photographic memory. Once inside the fort, the Wright cousins were greeted by a man of medium height with a salt-and-pepper beard.
"Welcome to the fort. I'm Jed Brown, the fort commander. You're right on time."
Jed walked with a cane much of the time, but when he donned his commander's hat, he looked the part. Jed Brown led the cousins to their quarters by lantern light.
"We're a little short on electricity right now," he announced. "Somebody accidentally cut into the wiring with a backhoe this morning."
"Quite the place you've got here," said Jonathan as he studied the massive rock walls around them.
"Yep," said Jed. "In her heyday, Fort Courage was top of the line. With her 60 cannons, a full complement of troops, fresh water well, and a 6-month supply of food, she could withstand just about anything the enemy could put up against her. Kind of puts you back in time, doesn't it?"
Jed pointed toward the west wall.
"Over there in 1754, the enemy scaled the wall and almost took the fort. But the fort commander rallied his men there on the left and finally succeeded in driving the enemy out."
Jed and the five cousins soon arrived at a lantern-lit doorway leading to a passage under the east cannon emplacements.
"Did the troops live down here?"
asked Tim, lugging his duffel bag and backpack.